Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
On a personal level, I want to give a shout out to my cousin Carrie and her daughter Emma driving from Nebraska down to the Springs this morning. They're listening. Mama Carrie is dropping her daughter off for college in the Springs. She's doing some medical school down there. And wow. You guys are old, Carrie.
I know. Sure makes you feel like it, right?
Yes. I mean, it's an exciting time for them, but also very sad because, you know, your oldest is going off to college.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
In the Springs.
It's hard to wrap your mind around all that, right?
You know, you can party like crazy, get into all sorts of trouble.
Okay. Well, you don't have to remind her of all that.
Nice, like, good just, binge drinking.
No, she's going to earn that degree.
Yeah. Yes. She's going to come back pregnant.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Shout out to my cousin Carrie this morning on this new adventure.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You're going to have a doctor in the family, and then you get to brag.
That's the thing, you know? Is Emma's going to be the go-to, like, when anything happens. Quick, call Emma.
Exactly.
I'm having chest pains. Is this normal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're gonna love having a doctor. Like, my mom brags about my sister, the lawyer, all the time.
Oh, yeah. If you ever want to sue somebody.
Yeah. Not so much the radio DJ, but the lawyer.
Oh, Katie.
She's like, Katie's such a disappointment, but my lawyer daughter
I know,
is fantastic.
That's exactly it.
So anyway, shout out to Carrie and Emma this morning. Thanks for sending me some texts. Love you guys. Have fun in the Springs. I will tell you that today is National Pinot Noir Day today. Yeah. It's funny how it falls like that. Bye, kids!
That's funny.
Where's my bottle opener? Okay, so we're just handing things out on the show today. I want to hand out two pairs of tickets to our Mix 100 Wine Time that's coming up on the 28th.
How fun! Whoa. We're giving those away, too!
We're so benevolent. We're so kind. It is going to be at Ehlich's Friday, August 28th. 14 different hand-picked wine stations. 21 and up event. So there's no goofy kids running around distracting everybody.
Nice and classy.
And it's like after Ehlich's closes, too. So it's going to be nice and calm and quiet. Very romantic.
And what a nice place is walk around and sip wine.
Sip wine, find a corner and make out.
Underneath the Ferris wheel.
Oh, how romantic.
Imagine
totally
the shenanigans you can get in by the bumper cars.
Jeez, Katie. What a pickup line.
What
a pickup line.
It's perfect.
Yo, meet me at the bumper cars, babe. We're going to have a live DJ, a photo booth. It's going to be a really nice, relaxed summer evening. So we'd like for you guys to join us. If you've never been to one of our Mix 100 events, call now, 303-691-1MIX. Oh, this music. 303-691-1649. We got a pair of general admission tickets to Mix 100 Wine Time.
This music makes me want to go by the bumper cars. It does.
You are obsessed with the bumper cars.
They're a good time. What?
Okay, to come here. Have I been a sipping on this wine away too long, huh? Come here.
You get to get out some
I'm
aggression.
I'm a soul full of the Pinot, huh?
Twist around.
What do you say, you and I?
Bump into people.
We sneak off behind the bumper car. Have a little bumper of our own.
You have me a bumper car.
It's so good.
Hey, listen, if you don't win these tickets and you still want to go to the event, mix100.com, general admission tickets you can purchase there, and some VIP tickets as well.
Yeah.
Which involves
bumper cars.
Bump and grind at the bumper cars. All right, Katie, you got this list that you want to tell everybody about, just mostly because it makes you sound intelligent,
well,
right?
Well, some of them, but I think everyone can kind of relate to one of these 12 seemingly awkward behaviors that might just mean you're highly intelligent. And a couple that, yes, rang true with me specifically because I deal with this so much.
You're so awkward.
I am so awkward. But one of them is that rehearsing conversations before they happen. Like, I get into my head so much about what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it, how someone's going to perceive it. I don't know how you deal with conversations, but I will work it out in my head and then prepare answer.
Katie
and
hit me
my
with
answer.
A whole thing this morning. It wasn't even, hi, good morning, how are you? The first thing that she hit me with this morning was, are we okay? It was one of those, are we okay moments. I'm
it
like,
was.
Oh my God, no,
it
it's too early for this.
Sure, but again, I just have to like make sure.
And then you even told me.
I did. did.
You're like,
yeah.
I was thinking about what I want to say.
Yes,
I'm like, Katie, everything's fine.
Yeah, so going into something, like just breaking down every possible scenario. And then also,
I've done that, though. I think that's beneficial.
I think, yeah, exactly. I think that a lot of people do that. They want to make sure they put their best foot forward, you know? But then something that, again, really resonated with me is when you leave a conversation. Man, you're going to play that over in your head for an hour or two after, too. And like, I should have said this.
I don't
well,
do that a lot.
Well, they would have said this, and I would have said this.
I don't do that a lot.
No, I do that all the time. The
only time I do that is like, you know me. I have a hard time doing any sort of serious conversation, and
yes.
My wife, Nick Mack, knows that. Because I'm always formulating a joke or a zinger or a comeback. And there's been times where I've walked away from conversations, and I'm like, damn, that was a good zinger that I had. I should have used the zinger.
No, exactly.
That's the only time that happens
to me. Well, and I think that also it's that we are so critical of ourselves because we speak for a living. So it's a lot of that for me, too, where I'm like, oh, this could have ended so much better.
So these are signs that you're intelligent, everybody.
Another one is you just can't go with it. Maybe this one feels familiar to you, Jeremy, but someone proposes a plan. Everyone else seems ready to move forward. And you're like, wait a second. Wait, I'm not ready yet. I don't know all the moving parts. Like, I need more before I can be completely on board. Yeah.
No.
Don't you say no.
No. Generally, my thing is behind the scenes, I go, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's a stupid move. Why would they do that? That's stupid.
Well,
that's generally in my head.
Truly, but if you can't just get on board with the way the whole group is moving.
Oh, I do.
They say, you know, then you're difficult.
No,
negative.
I'm not a friendly guy.
You're not a team player.
I have an ego.
But again, your brain has actually a low tolerance for fuzzy reasoning. It can't stand incompetent or incomplete information. It just can't deal with
incompetent.
It.
Incompetent.
Like,
there you go. Logical.
There. Now it rings true for
or
Jeremy.
Listening to reasoning or experience.
Yeah.
Anyway, move on.
No, okay. So, whatever. This is another one. Small talk. Okay, so discussing the weather. How are the kids? You know, like, what do you do for work? All of that makes you want to climb out of your skin.
It makes me want to plug in a toaster and get into a bathtub full of water.
But give you a real topic, one with substance.
Yes.
And it's off to the races, right?
I hate small talk.
Yes, you could talk for hours. You really could, but it has to be a good conversation.
Please just don't talk to me. I would be better off if you just didn't say anything to me.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, like,
so what grade are the kids in now? You don't care.
I know.
You have no idea. You just don't care.
Bring up the little ones.
How was your vacation? Did you have a good time? Are you happy to be back?
Yes.
Yes, I'm glad. It was great. I'm glad to be here. Thank you. Leave me alone.
I think those big ones, those are the big ones in here. A few other ones are just like, you know, as far as just like, hold on, the first one was the one that you were, the hitting pause in a world that expects quick replies. I think that that's one now that's really kind of just amped up because of our instant, like, we need everything instantly.
Well, everything,
right?
You're always accessible, too.
Yes, yes.
I've tried very hard with that one now to hit pause on myself before I do any sort of replies. I'll sit on things now for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I've given myself kind of some cutoff times now in the afternoons, like, you know, 5 o'clock rolls around, no more work stuff.
Yeah.
You know, no more replies, none of that. This is me time now.
Well, and the quick reply is what, I mean, again, it's like, think if you're sitting in
the
meeting.
Well, those are
the
ones that get you in trouble.
Well, you're sitting in the meeting and a question is asked and everybody jumps on to answer because we are trained to think that if we don't, something's wrong with us. Like, if we don't have the quick reply, then we don't know. And then people look at us funny, like, why didn't you answer? When actually, you're just taking it all
in. You're just absorbing it.
You're just like,
I love watching the people that just, like, agree and answer right away.
Yeah.
And just kind of repeat what the person just said. And you're like, you didn't come up with any answers. You just repeated what that person just said.
Well, yeah. And
so funny to me.
When you are kind of just sitting back and watching, your brain is doing what they call quality control. So when you look at it actually on the outside looking in, people who do take a second to answer, they're deemed as more confident, trustworthy, and competent than those who respond immediately.
Is that you?
Yeah. What do you mean? I feel like
it's definitely me.
Yeah. No, well, I love how you gave yourself a pat on the back.
Hold
there.
On.
I think, honestly, I do try and not just respond right away because I am kind of a little cautious, especially in group settings. I mean, something about me is I am very, like, when we're on the air here talking and it's just us three in the room and it's just like, you'll find out everything you know about me because I have, like, not even no filter, but I feel like I'm pretty transparent.
Yeah.
But out there,
it's
in the
different.
Building
it's
with
entertainment
other people,
right now.
It is, but with other
if
people,
that's what you want
to
call
I'm
this.
I'm kind of introverted. Like, yeah. You have to get to know me before I'm really that, you know, like, before you get that, Katie.
And then you get that, Katie, and again, you want to plug in that toaster.
Shut up, Jerry.
And crawl into a bathtub.
No, you don't. You love me. You love me. You love me.
I'm reading this story here about Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus in Centennial, completing a major expansion that will increase the number of students able to receive hands-on career training. The campus is going to offer 25 different career pathways, including 9 new options like automation, aerospace technician, EMT, vet assistant, HVAC, welding, bakery and pastry, Katie, film and motion design. The expansion cost about $100 million, 130,000 square feet, yada, yada, yada. But I love it because it's all like hands-on, hard-working, blue-collar type jobs that we need so bad right now.
Yeah.
Nothing AI related in here that I'm reading.
Well, and I like it's a technical school essentially, yes. But for a lot of different things.
A lot
not
of
just
things.
One focus, which
you're
is so
using
neat.
Using your hands.
I like this a lot.
And believe it or not, you can make a lot of money doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sadly, like all the technicians and the HVAC people will probably go to build data centers, electricians, all that welding. But at least you're out there, you know, learning a career where you can use your hands. And easily make 6 figures a year.
Yeah.
Easy.
You're
going
to need
now.
To. You're going to need to. That's not
easy
even a flex
peasy.
Anymore.
Easy.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like, if you work your butt off, like, start your own welding company or HVAC company.
Or
you
bakery.
Know? Or bakery. Yes. Yeah. You can call it Squeeze My Buns.
You've workshopped
worked
that
it out.
Name already.
Yo, head on down to Squeeze My Buns and get some French bread for spaghetti tonight, all right? But like I said, no AI, nothing about ChatGPT here. It is everywhere right now, the chat, and the people are using it for crazy stuff.
Well, I like that we are thinking outside the box with it, though, because, I mean, you look at ChatGPT and writing emails is a big thing people do with it, right? Like, the reasons people use it are kind of underwhelming, I think. Like, I was actually looking at this post where it was talking about all the fascinating things that AI can do, and I'm like, why haven't I used it for this yet? Somebody said that they dropped a screw on a very, like, patterned carpet, like a lot of patterns on it, right?
Oh, and they couldn't find the screw, so they took
the
a picture.
They took a picture, uploaded it to ChatGPT,
and it
circled it. Because does is it diagnoses the pixels. So it separates all the pixels and looks at it, and it can come up with exactly where it is. There was a few instances of this. Somebody said that they were in a health store and they couldn't find the specific vitamins they were looking for, so they took a picture of all of the bottles of vitamins, and ChatGPT was able to zero in on where that specific
I had no idea.
Was.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
I will say, when I was finishing my basement, I took shots of the basement without the walls painted or the carpet in, and I ran it through chat, and I said, make the walls this color, make this wall this color, make the carpet this color. I even uploaded a picture of the carpet I was thinking about.
Yeah.
And it beep, boop, pop, boop, and it made the room look finished. And I compared it to the actual finished room when it was all said and done. And damn, it was spot on.
Yeah.
It was really, really neat to see how the room would look on your phone. You know, especially like when you're buying carpet, they give you that little square, you know, and you bring it home and you're like, I guess it'll look fine.
Exactly. You
With
don't
know. With Chad, it like laid it out across the entire room.
And you're
like,
able to see
dang.
It. Yeah.
Did you see what the Zers are using the chat for now?
What?
Knickknack was telling me about this yesterday. So they will lay out 3 different tops, 3 different bottoms, 3 different pairs of shoes, take a picture and say, chat, plan my outfits for the week, like the color combinations, how will I look in these?
Oh, that's
and,
so smart.
And it'll spit out what your wardrobe will look like for the week, like
that's
if things match
genius.
Up. Yeah, you can just throw any of your shirts down, any of your pants and say, create outfits for me.
Wait a minute.
And
I wish we could have done that.
It'll do that.
Yeah.
They get clueless. Yeah. We wanted Clueless for forever.
Well, you can do
it.
Guess what? You can do it now. And Lord knows, you need the help.
Hey, aww. What do you mean? I look cute today.
A little ab sweater.
Yeah, I look cute today.
Oh, no comment.
Silence is deafening, homie.
Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.